quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.
Locke Flooring Innovations. You know us as your local flooring store, but did you know we carry other home renovation necessities? Renovating your kitchen? Check out our Cambria quartz and laminate countertop options. We can help you find the perfect backsplash tile to match. Ready to update that outdated bathroom? We offer all the latest tile options for showers and floors and invite you to stop by and learn about the 100% customizable Onyx shower systems that eliminate grout and make cleaning so much easier. Wanting to add to your curb appeal? Consider our manufactured stone to update and enhance your exterior with timeless style. Manufactured stone is also a great option for your interior space, such as a fireplace. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863 and ask about our financing options. Locke Flooring Innovations in Vandalia off Exit 61 next to Pine Ridge Homes. Financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with, children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
Are you building a new home or updating your propane appliances? This is Shorty Duvall with South Central FS Propane. Take advantage of available rebates for propane appliances for your home from the Illinois Propane Gas Association. Whether it is a furnace, boiler, direct vent fireplace, vented shop or garage heater, or water heater, there is money on the table for you. Contact your local FS Propane specialist for details and to apply for the rebates. FS Propane, we bring the heat.
For more basketball action coming to you here from Beatrice City High School as we, again, are on night three of the Girls National Trail Conference Tournament. And then the first consolation semifinal night, as I said, South Central falling to Neoga 69-39. And now we have the host school, Calvin Herrick Beatrice City, taking on Windsor Sioux in our second consolation semifinals tonight. Calvin Herrick Beatrice City comes into this game at 10-10 on the season. And they fell to Brownstown Sentinel 49-42 in quarterfinal action on Monday to get to this game. On the other side for Windsor Sioux, they fell to Finney Anthony 62-23 in quarterfinal action. And then they were able to beat North Clay last night 59-48 to get to this matchup with, again, the winner moving on to fifth-place game. The losing team will go to the seventh-place game on Saturday. Taking a look at their starters, they will start number three, Ella Kinkler. She is a senior guard wearing number three. They'll start number 15, Kendra Hayes, 5'7", freshman guard. And they are going to start number 22, Ellie Wittenberg. She is a junior guard. They will start number 25, Samantha Hayes. She is a junior guard. And they will start number 44, Morgan Mathis. She is a senior center. So it is going to be Ella Kinkler, Kendra Hayes, Ellie Wittenberg, Samantha Hayes, and Morgan Mathis, the starters for Windsor Sioux. They come into this game at 14-10 on the season. They are coached by Brian Lee, assisted by Katrina Davis and Terry Crummer. Taking a look at the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard tonight, it is going to be the Calvin Herrick Beatrice City Lady Bobcats. They're set to come in at 10-10 on the season. A little different, well, I should say different, but also the same as what they've been going with for the last few games. Marissa Summers, we've seen her play limited minutes Saturday. She sat out the game. She did have her uniform on and her warm-up jacket, but did not get in the game at that NTC-CIC shootout. She did play on Monday, but tonight she is in just her warm-up gear, as Marissa Summers will be out tonight with that knee injury. So she will be out of the starting lineup, and replacing her is going to be number 20, Coda Coleman. So Coda has been starting the last few games. So Coda Coleman will get to start tonight at guard. She's a 5'5" senior. Macy Rodman is a 5'7" junior guard. Carly Smith is a 6'1" senior forward / center. Bea Fingo is a 5'6" senior guard. And Ruby Steckmeyer is a 6-foot senior forward / center. So again, Carly Smith, Ruby Suckermeyer, Bea Fingo, Coda Coleman, and Macy Rodman, the starters for Count Harris Feature City, coached by Mark Bain, assisted by Jalen Robertson and Lisa Bain. Count Harris Feature City's Carly Smith will be able to tip it to a teammate as Count Harris Feature City will have possession of the ball to start things off. Macy Rodman gets in the lane, throws one up. It's going to be a little off to the left. Rebound pulled down by Ruby Suckermeyer, but she's going to be tied up. A jump ball called. Possession arrow is in favor of Windsor Stoustross. So Count Harris Feature City cannot score on their first possession here of this game. Windsor Stoustross now with their first opportunity here in this game. As Kinkler will get it right side, and that is for Wittenberg. Wittenberg is going to get it over to Kinkler. Her three up from the left wing is up no good. Rebound is going to be rained down by Kendra Hayes. She's going to get it out into the hands of Wittenberg. Now Hayes gets it back left wing, tries to push it in the lane. It's tipped away by Stuckmeyer, but it is going to be Samantha Hayes able to corral it. As they try and work it down, it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Cowden Harris Feature City, so it'll be hatchets are going to reset along their baseline. It's going to be Morgan Matthews looking to get the ball inbounds for the hatchets. They go up over the top to Kendra Hayes, and Bobcats give her a little room, so she'll take the three from there. It's going to be no good and goes out of bounds off the right side of the rim. So Cowden Harris Feature City will have the ball back, 7:14 to go here in this first quarter. So Coleman will bring it up for the Bobcats. She will work right side, gets to the right wing, spins, comes back to her left, goes around the screen from Suckermeyer, tied to the key for Smith. Now left side for Fingo, thought about a three, instead takes a dribble to right. Now she does take a three, just a little off of that one, and no good. Windsor Stoustross with the rebound. Here's Kinkler with it, looking to press the tempo just a little bit. Gets now to Kendra Hayes. Hayes' shot is up, and it's going to bounce and drop through the net. So Kendra Hayes will have the first bucket of the game for Windsor Stoustross, and she will draw the foul and gets herself to the line to try and complete the three-point play. And that first foul of the game on CHVC will go on Bea Fingo. So her first count here at Beecher City's first. That free throw from Hayes is up, and it is good. So Windsor Stoustross with a 3-0 lead early here in this one over CHVC. Fingo with the ball for the Bobcats. Looks to drive in. Floats one up and under and good. So Bea Fingo with the first Bobcat bucket here of this one. And they will close the Windsor Stoustross lead down to 1:06.5 to go, first quarter. Here is Kendra Hayes with it. Gets down in the corner to Mathis. Mathis looking to feed it to Samantha Hayes on the block. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Bobcats. So the hatchets will reset on the baseline. It's going to be Mathis looking to get it in again. And she will get it in over the top to Kendra Hayes. She's on the right wing. Hayes will dribble to the top of the key. She's between the circles now. Gets in the hands of Kinkler. Kinkler now in between the circles. At center circle is Kinkler. Gets it right side for Wittenberg. Wittenberg back to Kinkler between the circles. She gives it to Kendra Hayes, left wing. Kendra Hayes looking to get it down to Samantha Hayes. She will take two dribbles in, puts up the short jumper. No good. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. They will say it's going to be off of CHBC's Rodman. So Windsor Stoustross will have the ball back. 6:02 to go here in this first quarter. 3-2. Count here at Feature City Trails. Windsor Stoustross by one. They get it in over the top to Hayes, does the hatchet. Now to Mathis. She is on the left wing. Back to Hayes, top of the key. She holds the ball and now works to her left. Now back to her right. Tries to get it past to Kinkler, but it's off the mark. And then that is going to be Wittenberg trying to save it from rolling out of bounds. But when she does, inadvertently pushes it back and out of bounds. But a little break there is they're going to say that that did go off the Cowden Harrod Beach City player before it went out of bounds. So the hatchets will retain possession. Here is Hayes with it. That was Samantha Hayes. Excuse me, Wittenberg with it. Wittenberg gets it to Kendra Hayes, and now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. As they're going to say Coda Coleman committed the foul there. CHVC with two fouls in this first quarter. 5:35 to go. And we are 2 minutes and 25 seconds into this first quarter, and we have seen, I'd have to say, probably 80% of the time gone in the first quarter here, maybe even more, well, now definitely more, has been on this end of the floor with the Windsor Stoustross Hatchets. Now shot is going to be up and out of bounds. That was Hayes with it. And that rebound is for nobody. It goes out of bounds. Count here at Feature City will get the ball back. 5:20 to go here in this game. If I'm correct, this will be just the third possession of the game for the Bobcats. So almost 3 minutes gone, and This will just be the third time that the Bobcats have had possession. Coda Coleman with it. She's down the right corner. Gets it just outside the block. Steph Meyer gives it back to Coleman. Coleman with the baseline jumper. Too hard with that. Goes up over the rim, but there's Smith for the rebound. Gets it out to Fingo. Fingo for three. Off the glass and good. Bea Fingo with all five of the CHBC points in the first quarter. She puts them ahead for the first time in the game, 5-3. They lead Windsor-Shushaw by 2-4, 47 to go. And here's a pass down low to Wittenberg. She will put it up and good. And we're all tied up here at 5 with 4:40 to go first quarter. Coleman with it. Right wing for Fingo. Long skip pass. Left wing for Smith. Smith almost traveled. She's able to get the ball away. Coleman lost her balance and fell, but able to get it top of the key to Fingo. Now right wing for Robin. Robin looking to drive. Gets in the lane and tried to put the runner up. But she is going to be fouled as she ran into three Windsor-Shushaw defenders there. And the officials say it's going to be on the floor, though, before she was in the attempt of shooting that. So the Bobcats will have it on the baseline. Coleman looking to get it in over the top. Instead, throws it in the hands of Samantha Hayes. She will get all the way down the right block, cross the lane to Kendra Hayes. But she will have it taken away by Fingo. So turnover situation. And the Bobcats have it back for 10 to go first quarter. And we're all tied up here, 5 apiece. Now here is Fingo. They leave her open. 3 is a little bit off the mark. A little long into the left with that one. Rebound for Mathis. She'll hand it off to Samantha Hayes. Gets in the hands of Kendra Hayes. And she will put up the 12-foot jumper and good. Kendra Hayes with 5 points now for the Hatchets as they lead the Bobcats now by 2, 7-5. So Bobcats trail by one possession, 3:46 to go here in the first quarter. Fingo, top of the key. She gets it left wing for Coleman. Now left corner for Smith. Smith looks to float it up to Robin. Robin going to have to run it down. And tries to get herself to the basket. And again, Robin driving up the right side of the lane. And sometimes gets in those situations where she, you know, she wanted them to say that she was shooting it. But we see her do it. We see Fingo. They kind of like to do the up and under sometimes. Fingo goes directly up underhand with her layups where Robin, she kind of starts low and then pushes up with it. And so she's done that the last two times that they have called those fouls on the floor. So the Bobcats will have it out along the baseline. Inez Sayas into the game trying to get it into Smith. Smith can't handle it, and it's going to be taken away by the Hatchets. They find Kinkler down on the baseline. She'll kick it out to Hayes on the right wing. Top of the key. Wittenberg gets it over left wing for Samantha Hayes. Her three is a little short with it. And after the rebound is going to be tipped around, it's going to come away with a Hatchet player with it. That was Hayes, and Hayes' shot is up and no good. Gets into the lane. Does number 20, Caitlin Bomberens, is into the game, and her shot is up no good, but there is Kinkler with the rebound, and they're going to say that Kinkler traveled before she was able to put the shot up. So Carly Smith will now come out of the game for the Bobcats as Shade Noren comes in. So it is Inez Sayas, Bea Fingo, Shade Noren, Ruby Stuckmeyer, and Macy Robin on the floor for the Bobcats. They trail Windsor-Shushaw by 2-7-5. 3 minutes to go here in this quarter. Now here's the first bucket of the game by Macy Rodman as she's going to put the jumper up just outside the right elbow. And we are tied back up here in this one, 7-7, 2:46 remaining in the first quarter. Kinkler with it for the Hatchet. She will kick it out to Wittenberg on the left wing. Now Wittenberg across right side for Kendra Hayes. Now top of the key, Wittenberg kicks it to Kinkler. Thought about a three from the left wing. Instead, gets it back to Wittenberg, top of the key. Now a three. As Kinkler will take this one a little hard off the back iron, rebound is going to be pulled down by Stuckemeyer. So here come the Bobcats. Shade Noren with it, brings it across the timeline, gets it right elbow for Stuckemeyer, pushes out right wing. Sayas thought about long three, kind of see with her actions, instead gets it down the corner to Noren. Noren looking to drive, drives across the baseline, kicks it out to Sayas. Sayas looking to drive, gets in the lane, floats it up, it's just a little off the mark. There's Ruby Stuckemeyer with the rebound, puts it back up and hits. 9-7, down here at Beecher City Bobcats, back on top by 2. Here's Windsor-Shushaw with the ball. Kinkler driving. She gets down left baseline, spins, gets back into the lane. Shot is up, no good. But there is Von Behrens for the rebound, puts it back up. It's no good. But Von Behrens fouled, and will go to the line for a pair of free throws. That foul is going to go on Inez Sayas. That is her second personal, third team foul. Von Behrens' first free throw is up, and it is no good. Clock is stopped with 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Next free throw from Von Behrens is up and spins around the inside of the rim and pops out. It is no good. Rebound for Stuckemeyer for the Bobcats. Out of the pass to Fingo. Fingo across the timeline. She gets it right wing for Rodman. Rodman pulls back. She'll take the three from there. No good. A little long with that. A little hard off the back rim, and rebound is going to fall right into the hands of Wittenberg. Wittenberg gets it up right wing for Kinder Hayes. Hayes with it. Works to her left. Gets it to Kinkler, who's in between the circles. Kinkler now gets it floated up into the lane to Wittenberg, but she can't finish. Rebound for Stuckemeyer. Outlet to Norrin. Norrin will get it in the hands of Sayez, and a good look there as Macy Rodman was cutting towards the basket, and Sayez is going to try and find her over the top, and now Macy Rodman has bent over and favoring that knee that she's got the brace on just a little bit as she came together with the Windsor Stew Straws player, kind of knocked her off balance, came down, you could tell, not fully solid. So Cadden Herrick Beecher City will have the ball as a foul called on Windsor Stew Straws, and now we're going to have a shot up and no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. So Windsor Stew Straws will have the ball back. The contact there. I think Rodman was looking for the foul. Kind of keeps looking at the referee for an explanation, but he's looking at her silently. Won't give her nothing. So it is just going to be Windsor Stew Straws ball with under a minute to go. Kinkler with it on the right wing. As the pick of her dribble gets the hands of Hayes back to Kinkler. We'll see if they give it to her, and they did see the toe on the line, so it is just two for Ella Kinkler. And so it is tied up again here at 9 with 39 seconds to go. Inbounds goes to Robin, hands it off to Sayez. Sayez, nice little move there, tries to get some separation from Kinkler. Kinkler wasn't biting, though, but Sayez able to get into Stuckemeyer. Stuckemeyer shot up and no good as she was fouled, and Ruby Stuckemeyer will take her first trip to the free throw line here in this game. Clock stopped exactly 30 seconds to go. That is going to be on Samantha Hayes. That is two fouls on her here in this first quarter, three team fouls on the Hatchets. First free throw up and no good by Stuckemeyer. Substitution now as Morgan Mathis checking back in for the Hatchets, and she will replace Samantha Hayes, who just picked up her second foul here in the first. Second free throw up and no good by Stuckemeyer, but there's Sayez for the rebound. Puts it back up, no good, a little hard with it over the rim, rebound tipped around, Norrin comes away with it, gets Stuckemeyer, Stuckemeyer for Vaughn, who is into the game, Avery Vaughn gets it to Macy Rodman for three, good with it, Macy Rodman with the three, and that's going to put Cadden Herrick Beecher City on top by three, 12-9, 12 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Windsor Stew Straws will work around the perimeter, and now it's going to be a turnover as the pass down low to Von Barron is going to be taken away by Sayez, Sayez up to the baseline to Rodman, Rodman short jumper hit. A little 5-0 run in the last two possessions there by Macy Rodman, and that is going to put the Bobcats up 14-9 at the end of the first quarter. So 5-point lead for Cadden Herrick Beecher City over Windsor Stew Straws at the end of this first quarter. We'll take a break, come back with more girls basketball action for you here from the National Trail Conference Tournament. You're listening to Basketball Action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Miller Funeral Homes in Vandalia, Ramsey, and Fillmore is proud to be a part of this community. They've been helping families honor their loved ones for multiple generations. That's Miller Funeral Homes. You can stop by and see them at 831 North 5th Street in Vandalia. Give them a call, 283-3176. That's 283-3176. Or you can visit their website at millerfh.net. That's Miller Funeral Homes in Vandalia, Ramsey, and Fillmore.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, in with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
14-9. It is a 5-point lead for Cadden Herrick Beecher City over Windsor Stew Straws as we get ready to get the second quarter underway here in this one, and the Bobcats will have the ball as we start things off. Here is Rodman with it. She gets it across the timeline. Works in the right wing, gets it down low, right block, Ruby Stuckemeyer power dribble, puts the shot up, no good, gets the rebound, tries to put the second shot back up, but she is stuck blocked. And there's a lot of body into Stuckemeyer as well, so she is going to draw the foul and get herself back to the free throw line for two shots. That foul is going to be on Ellie Wittenberg. That is her first team, first four wins or two straws this quarter. First free throw is up, and it is good by Seckmeyer. Second one is upcoming from Ruby. And that is up and good as well. So she will make both. That is going to extend the Cavalier Future City lead to 7-16-9. Here's Windsor-Schuster with the ball. Kinkler in the lane. Nice bounce pass down low to Von Behrens. He's able to finish. And that is first bucket for Von Behrens. That's going to cut the Bobcat lead down to 5 with 7:33 to go here in the second quarter. CHBC with the ball. Bingo. Free throw line. Stegmeyer gets the back. Top of the key to Robin. And that 3 is going to be a little off with it, just right with it. As you're not seeing Robin Litt, but she just seems like she's a little uncomfortable on that left knee right now after coming down on a little awkwardly down on the other end. Here is Hatchett with the ball, Windsor Sioux Straws. Kendra Hayes has it between the circles, backs up center circle, gets it in the hands of Wittenberg. Wittenberg, long skip pass over to Mathis. She's on the left wing, now out towards the top of the key to Kendra Hayes. Back to Wittenberg on the right wing. She gets free throw line, kicks it out to Mathis on the left wing. Now here is Kendra Hayes, top of the key, Kinkler, right wing. Between the circles again for Kendra Hayes. Wittenberg with it now on the left wing. She tries to get a pass in, but it's going to be kicked and taken away by Carly Smith of CHBC, and then she is tied up. Possession arrow is in favor of Windsor Sioux Straws. So the Hatchets will have the ball on their baseline. Kinkler set to get things in for the Hatchets. She'll get it in left corner to Mathis. Now here is left wing. Wittenberg with it. Gets it down low to Kinkler, gets in the lane, and puts up the runner, and it's good. 4 points in the game now for Ella Kinkler. Windsor Sioux Straws has kept Cavalier Beecher City lead down to 3-16-13 with 6.5 minutes to go in this first half. Bingo, up over the top to Stuckemeyer. Stuckemeyer, nice little drive and floater from just outside the right side of the lane. Puts it up and good and pushes the Cavalier Beecher City lead back up to 5-18-13. 6:18 to go in the first half. Right elbow, Von Behrens with it, trying to get a pass out to Mathis. Is going to be fouled. And they are going to give Coda Coleman her second foul of the game. That is the first team foul for the Bobcats in this second quarter. So a foul apiece for the Bobcats and the Hatchets. Windsor Sioux Straws with the ball. Mathis will get it into Hayes. Hayes just inside the top of the key, well short with that one. And rebound is going to be pulled down by Stuckemeyer. And then she is tied up by Mathis. Possession arrow on the jump ball, though, is in favor of the Bobcats. So here is CHBC with the ball. Top of the key, Bingo. Works to her left, comes back to her right. Now to her left again, gets free throw line, tries to elevate for a pass down low. And it's going to be taken away from Coda Coleman by Ella Kinkler. Kinkler, left wing, looking to drive now along the left baseline, gets under the basket, gets the pass along the baseline to Wittenberg. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound is going to be pulled away by Bingo. She finds Macy Robin on the release. Casey able to finish on the opposite end, and Robin with 9 points assist by Bea Fingo on that one. We'll put the Bobcats up by 7, 20-13, 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Top of the key, Wittenberg with it. Gets it out to Hayes, back out to Wittenberg. She's down on the block after she gets it in from Von Behrens, across the lane. Hugh Mathis hands it off to Kinkler. Kinkler in the lane, shot is up, partially blocked, but it goes into the hands of Mathis, who is able to put that rebound up and good. And Windsor Sioux Straws has cut the Cavalier Future City lead back down to 5 again, 20-15, with 5:05 to go here in the second quarter. Stuckemeyer with it for the Bobcats on the right wing. Gets down low to Robin. Robin trying to work around Wittenberg there, gets in lane, spins, tries to put the shot up, but she is fouled, and now Macy Robin will go to the line for the first time here in this game. That foul is going to go on number 15, Kendra Hayes, her first. Team second for CHBC here in the quarter, and the first free throw is up, and it is good by Rodman. Her second is upcoming. And this one is up. It is good as well. Macy Robin now in double-digit scoring already for the Bobcats as she has 11 points here in this game. The lead is 7-4 CHBC over Windsor Sioux Straws, 22-15, 4:50 to go in this first half. Here is Kendra Hayes with it, gets it out to Wittenberg on the right wing. Back to Hayes on the right wing now. They get down low to Von Behrens, but her shot is going to be blocked and taken away by Ruby Stuckemeyer. Pass goes up to Robin. Robin across the lane to Smith. Smith will finish. And Carly Smith, with her first bucket of the game, puts CHBC up by 9, 24-15. And that's something we have seen some brilliant flashes of from CHVC. They've had their ups and downs so far this season, but times when they are on, they see each other in the floor very well, and their ball movement can be impeccable at times. They said they've had their up and downs, though, and they've had times where they just turn over the ball constantly, and Coach Bain will tell you it's just frustrating. But there are other times where, like I said, you know, it makes them look just brilliant, the ball movement they have and the way they see each other on the floor. They are up by 9 here in this one, 24-15, shot by Windsor. Sushaw is up and no good. Carly Smith with the rebound for the Bobcats. Outlet goes to Fingo, brings across the timeline, gets it over to Coleman. Coleman stops for the 12-foot jumper, up and no good. Rebound tipped by Stuckmeyer in the hands of Robin. She drives in the lane, tries to float one up, but it's fouled, and Macy Robin is going to go right back to the free throw line for two shots. And that foul is going to be on Morgan Mathis. That is her second foul of the game. That is going to be the third foul this quarter on the Hatchets. Substitutions now for CHBC, as it is going to be Coleman and Fingo taking a break. Stayez comes back into the game. And Haley Doty, the freshman, makes her first appearance. Both of those free throws are up and no good by Rodman. Rebound on this one is with the Shoestraw. Kinkler with it across the timeline. Pushes it left side to Hayes. Kendra Hayes with it. Now she gets to skip past Mathis on the right wing. Finds Samantha Hayes, who's back in the ball game on the right wing. Pushes out Kendra Hayes, left wing. Three is up and no good. And rebound is going to be tied up between Wittenberg and Saez. Jump ball called. Possession arrows in favor of the Hatchets, so they'll stay right here on the east end of the gym. The Windsor Shoestraws with the ball. Cavaliers Future City is leading them by 9, 24-15. Now the inbound pass is going to be taken away by Rodman. Rodman, coast to coast, lays it up, tipped in, is fouled. Macy Rodman there, as you saw her, and some we see her do so good as she will, she's able to hear that wolf coming, and she'll hesitate just enough to where she has room to finish, but also gives just enough to where kind of saying, if you're going to foul me, you're going to foul me, and I'm going to go to the line. And so now we have the three officials coming together, and they do have on the board that Ella Kinkler drew the foul. And not sure what they were coming together for now. The one official is over talking to Coach Brian Lee of Windsor Shoestraw, so not sure what the conversation was all about. But Macy Robin is at the line for her one free throw. It is up, and it is good. And now we're going to have a timeout called by Windsor Shoestraw. It is a full timeout, and we will take one as well. Again, County Heritage Beecher City now leading Windsor Shoestraw 27-15, and we will have that timeout upcoming here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Coming out of that full timeout by Windsor Shoestraw, the Hatchets will have the ball. Cavaliers Future City is leading. Windsor Shoestraw is 27-15 here in this second consolation semifinal game of this girls' national trail conference tournament. Wittenberg with it on the right wing, gets top of the key. Kendra Hayes now left wing for Samantha Hayes down the corner. Left corner, Morgan Mathis gets it to Samantha Hayes. She gets under the basket, kicks it out right wing for Wittenberg. Down in the right corner to Hayes, but she will travel as she was looking to drive, and so it is going to be a turnover for Windsor Shoestraws, and that is their fourth here in the quarter. 3:15 remaining here in this first half. It is a 12-point lead for Cavaliers Feature City. They lead Windsor Shoestraws 27-15. Stuckemeyer right corner with the ball, gets top of the key. Doty, left wing now for Norn. Norn looking to drive, gets into lane, puts up the jumper, a little hard with that one off the back iron, and the rebound is going to come down in the hands of Windsor Stu Straws as Kinkler. Kinkler drives all the way up to the free throw line, now gets herself in the lane, pass over left baseline, gets to Wittenberg. She drives in, across the lane, goes that pass to Samantha Hayes, who gets it out to Kendra Hayes, and she's going to pull up just outside the right elbow. Jumper no good. And now Robin and Steckermeyer, the two teammates, unfortunately, both grabbed the ball and didn't realize they were fighting each other for it, and they will pick up the turnover call as both had their hands on the ball and one of them shuffled their feet. So Windsor Shoestraws with the ball back. Down here at Beecher City, though, still holds a lead, 27-15 here in the second quarter. Kinkler left side for Mathis. Mathis down low to Hayes. She's on the post. Takes to her right, comes back to her left in the lane, Finn puts up the shot, and it is good. Samantha Hayes' first bucket of the game. That will close the count here at Beecher City, lead down to 10, 27-17. Here is Lady Bobcats with it, with 2:20 to go here in this second quarter, and here's a drive by Fingo. Fingo looked like somebody got a hand on it. That one was well up over the basket, but then Ruby Steckermeyer got the rebound, and she went to push it up and over, and it was up and well over the basket and no good. And then on the rebound attempt, we're going to have a foul call. They're going to call it on Shay Noren of the Bobcats. So that is three fouls on the Bobcats in this quarter, as that is Noren's second personal. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Again, 27-17, 10-point lead for Count here, Feature City. Here is Hayes with it. That's Samantha Hayes with it. Gets it back to Kendra Hayes. Kendra Hayes, left wing for Kinkler. Kinkler gets it back to Kendra Hayes. She's between the circles. Now free throw line for Samantha Hayes. It is going to have to dribble out between the circles, let things reset. Gets it right wing for Kendra Hayes. Now here is right wing. They tried to get it, right elbow for Ellie Wittenberg, and she just has it taken right away from her and was kind of confused. No foul called. Looks like a clean takeaway, and they get it to Shay Noren, does the Bobcats, and Noren's three up from the right wing is no good. Long rebound will just go out of bounds, and nobody will reach it, so it is going to be Windsor Stewstraw's ball. Minute 24 to go here in the second quarter. Still a double-digit lead for Town Herrick Beecher City as they lead Windsor Stewstraw's by 10, 27-17. Kendra Hayes with it for the Hatchets. She works along the volleyball line. Walks center circle, or in between the circles, now looking to drive, picks it up about 12 feet from the basket, gets in the hands of Samantha Hayes, thought about a three, instead goes left wing. Here's Kinkler with it, 4-3, rattles, doesn't fall, rebound down in the hands of Mathis, fights her way through, and then she's just going to have the ball taken away from behind by Shay Noren. Noren's going to get the pass in the hands of Saez, who will bring it across the timeline. 47 seconds to go here in the first half. Macy Robin now with it, and Macy's going to find a lot of room in the lane, and she's able to put up the runner. And that puts Cavern here in Beecher City back on top by 12, 29-17. 35 seconds to go first half. Here's Kinkler with it for the Hatchets between the circles. She gets it right side for Kendra Hayes. We're under 30 seconds to go now in the half. Hayes will back it up. She's between the center circle, between the two circles now, closer to the center circle. Works it up right wing to Mathis. Now right elbow for Hayes. She gets across the lane, kicks it out left corner to Wittenberg, and Wittenberg travels. The Cowden Harris Beecher City will get the ball back with 15.8 seconds to go in this second quarter. Saez will get it in to Fingo. Fingo, across the half court line, 10 seconds to go. She will get it down right corner for Steckermeyer. Steckermeyer, right elbow for Robin. Robin drives, puts up the floater, no good. Rebound for Kinkler of the Hatchets. And with just under a second to go, Kinkler puts up the Hail Mary from half court, but it will fall short. And that is how we will end this first half. The Cowden here at Beecher City led by 5 after the first quarter. They are able to extend their lead to 12 here after the end of the second quarter. So it is a 29-17 halftime lead for CHBC over Windsor Stewstraw. We'll take a break, come back with your halftime scoring statistics for you here as you're listening to high school girls basketball action from the 2024 Girls National Trail Conference Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV. Streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com.
Depression, anxiety, and other life difficulties often strike older adults due to health changes and age-related losses. Treatment at the Center for Senior Renewal for you or your loved one can restore a pleasurable and satisfying quality of life. Talk with a licensed clinician for more information. Call them at 618-283-1731. That's 283-1731 for the Center for Senior Renewal.
Hello, sports fans. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles. High-yield certificate deposit rates and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia is your full-service dealership. They're not just there to sell you a new vehicle. Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia is with you all the way, helping you get your new vehicle financed, making sure you get the best deal possible. Heck Chevrolet is also ready with a service department that will fix whatever problem you may have and get you back on the road again. So if you're needing a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
Putting off planning for your future? Country Financial gets it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college. But do you? If you do, then Country Financial can help keep you on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, they're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. Give Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, your Country Financial representatives, a call today at 618-283-1054. Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900. Or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Are your toilets or sinks draining slowly? Not getting enough hot water? Monday through Friday scheduling not working for you? Call Mars Plumbing and Heating. Mars Plumbing and Heating has Saturday and Sunday appointments. 24-hour service. Guaranteed pricing so you know how much it'll cost before work starts. Warranties on all work and products. And 0% financing up to 18 months. Mars Plumbing and Heating has been family owned and operated since 1980. And Mars Plumbing and Heating is your authorized Roto-Rooter dealer. Call us 24 hours a day, 618-283-4658, or visit marsplumbingandheating.com. Mars Plumbing and Heating. If it's plumbing, we do it.
Timmerman and Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman and Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
29-17, it is a 12-point lead here at halftime for the Cowden Herrick Beecher City Lady Bobcats over the Windsor Stushaws. Catch it. Again, this is the second semifinal game on the consolation side of the bracket here in this National Trail Conference tournament. In our first semifinal tonight, Neoga winner over South Central 69-39. So we do know that Neoga will play in the fifth place game at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and South Central will play in the seventh place game at 2:30 on Saturday. And then with this matchup, the winning team will move on to take on Neoga in that fifth place game, while the team that falls here in this one will go on to take on South Central in that seventh place game at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. But here in this one currently, it is a 12-point lead, as I said, for Cowden Herrick Beecher City over Windsor Stushaws, 29-17. Taking a look at our scoring statistics from that first half. First off, for Windsor Stushaws, they're being led in scoring by Kendra Hayes. She has 5 points. Ella Kinkler right behind her with 4 points. And then we have Caitlin Von Barons, Ellie Wittenberg, Samantha Hayes, and Morgan Mathis all with 2 points apiece. I have Windsor Stushaws for 10 turnovers in the first half, 3 in the first quarter, another 7 in the second quarter. On the other side for Cavenhair Future City, they are being led in scoring by the junior Macy Rodman. She has 16 points. And then Ruby Stuckemeyer with 6 points. Bea Fingo, 5 points. Carly Smith, 2 points for Cavenhair Future City. Got them for 5 turnovers in the first half, 3 in the first quarter, another 2 in the second quarter. So it is a 29-17 lead at halftime for Cavenhair Future City over Windsor Sioux Shaw. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will be close to getting the second half underway here in this one. As again, Cavenhair Future City leading Windsor Sioux Shaw 29-17 here in the second consolation semifinal game of this girls' national trail conference basketball tournament at Beecher City High School. You are listening to this girls' basketball action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Winter weather is upon us. Don't wait until the coldest morning of the year to find out your heating system has gone out. Get it serviced now by Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance services all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call 283-3224. That's 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
You need insurance to protect the things that mean a lot to you. You need coverage that's affordable because we all have a budget. This is Jordan Mahan, and at Country Financial, we get it. For close to 100 years, we've offered insurance and financial services to help protect what's most important to you and help you prepare for the future. Best of all, I aim to get to know you and find solutions for your budget. Find out more today. Visit countryfinancial.com/jordan.mahan. I've got your back.
Experience folks that you've known and trusted for decades. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction has better than 40 years of experience on their crew, and they're family owned and operated. Work performed by folks you know and trust. They're Vandalia's only local garage door service company. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction installs, repairs, and services garage doors for both residential and commercial. And Durbin's also does commercial playground installation. You can give them a call at 283-4863. That's 283-4863. You can also visit their website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com, or you can check them out on Facebook. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction in Vandalia. All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online. At your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer, or agriculture loans, the friendly folks at First State Bank of Beecher City will be happy to help. Stop by 101 South Charles Street in Beecher City or check them out online at fsbbc.com. First State Bank of Beecher City, a strong community bank with strong community values. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Over the past 70 years, LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited have been providing exceptional accounting, tax, and bookkeeping services for their clients throughout the area. Their partners, Joe Kierlock, Mark Burnham, Beth Hawk, and Joe Barth, bring a wealth of knowledge in accounting, tax, and business consulting services. That's LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited at 1007 North 8th in Vandalia, 315 West College in Greenville, and 1101 Main Street in Highland. You can visit them online, lcb-cpas.com.
Captain Eric Beecher, City Lady Bobcats will have the ball as we get the second half underway with the Bobcats leading with their Sioux Shaw 29-17. There is going to be a turnover, though, as Bea Fingo is going to try and get that pass down low, and we'll throw it right into the hands of a hatchet defender. Captain Eric Beecher, City Lady Bobcats, unfortunately, with a turnover to start this second half. Windsor Sioux Shaw's with the ball. Wittenberg in between the circles. Gets it left wing for Kinkler. Kinkler has it tipped away, and it's going to be almost was going to be a turnover as Bea Fingo really couldn't control it. She was able to tip it away from Kinkler and couldn't quite corral it. She kind of had to bounce the mountains right along the baseline. So Windsor Stuchars will keep possession of the ball. They get it in the hands of Wittenberg. Wittenberg for three up and good. 5 points in the game for Wittenberg. For the Hatchets, they cut the Cabin Hair Peach City lead down to 9. 29-20. We've got 7:17 to go here in this third quarter. There is Fingo with it on the right wing. Stevie will get it in the hands of Stuckmeyer on the right wing. She'll hold it above her head. And now Macy Robin able to get a little bit of room. She can get the ball from Stuckmeyer. Stops, hits 4-3. That one was up and no good. But there's Ruby Stuckmeyer. She'll get the rebound, puts it back up and good. 8 points now for Stuckmeyer in the game. So lead back to 11 for the Bobcats. 31-20 with 6:48 to go third quarter. Windsor Stuchars with the ball. Hayes with it, going to get a skip pass over to Mathis. She gets in the hands of Wittenberg, top of the key. Now Wittenberg trying to get it back over to Hayes on the right side. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Bobcats, Rodman. So Windsor Stuchars is going to reset here on this near sideline. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Bobcats leading the Hatchets 31-20. Kendra Hayes with it between the circles for Windsor Stuchars. Gets it right side for Kinkler. Kinkler back to Hayes. Kendra Hayes with it. She goes left wing for Wittenberg. Kendra Hayes now for Samantha Hayes at the left elbow. Dribbles down, gets to Mathis in the left corner, and she was well short with that one from the corner. And inside, Ella Kinkler will get the rebound. She tries to force that shot back up. It's up and no good, but she is fouled. And Ella Kinkler will make her first trip to the free throw line tonight. That was going to be on the Bobcats, Macy Rodman. That is her first of the game. First Bobcat foul of the second half. First free throw is up, and it is no good by Kinkler. Her second one is upcoming. Kinkler will make the second, and that will cut the Bobcat lead down to 10, 31-21. We've got 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. Bingo, free throw line for Stuckmeyer, hands it off to Robin. Robin, top of the key for two and hit. Long two-pointer for Macy Robin. She has 18 in the game now and pushes the Cabin Hair Peach City lead back up to 12, 33-21. Now here's a takeaway by the Bobcats. Bingo tips it, and it goes in the hands of Coleman. So the Bobcats will force the Windsor Stuchars turnover. Here is Robin, top of the key. She will work against Samantha Hayes. Gets it right side for Fingo. Fingo working against Wittenberg. Moves back to her left. Gets herself in the free throw line. Cuts her two defenders. Nice little shovel pass to Coleman, who will finish. And Coda Coleman with her first bucket of the game. Another assist for Bea Fingo as CHVC has pushed their lead up to 14-35-21. Now make that just an 11-point lead as Ella Kinkler for three from the top of the key will hit. And right after that three, we'll have a timeout by Windsor Stuchars. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well here on WKRV.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
Cabin Hair Peach City will have the ball coming out of the timeout after that three from Ella Kinkler right before the Windsor Stuchars 30-second timeout. CHBC's lead knocked back down to 11-35-24. We've got 5:23 to go here in this third quarter. Full court press on by the Hatchets. Coleman will get it into Robin. Robin able to break the press. She gets across the half-court line. Works top of the key. Now right elbow does Robin. Spins, gets a little room, puts it up off the glass, rolls around and out. And the rebound is going to be for the Hatchets. Here is Samantha Hayes with it, pushes it up to Kinkler. Kinkler with it, gets to the free throw line, kicks it out to Kendra Hayes. She's at the top of the key now. She will work that dribble left side for Kinkler. She's on the left wing now, top of the key for Kendra Hayes. And Kendra Hayes, a little room there, so she'll just take the three from right there, a little off to the left with it. And the rebound comes down. It's going to be tipped around. It's going to be a Bea Fingo that's going to run it down. Fingo, going to get herself all the way to the basket. Can't finish, so a rebound tipped around. It's going to go in the hands of Windsor Stuchars Mathis. Outlet to Kinkler. Kinkler looking to run now. Carly Smith will get in front and cut her off. And Kinkler will work her way around. Shot was up, no good. But there is Ruby Stuckemeyer for the rebound for CHBC. And she will hand it off to Coda Coleman. Coleman across the timeline with it. She'll pass it off to Fingo. Fingo, a little room there. So she'll take the three. It rattles across the rim and is no good. Rebound for Windsor Stuchars. Here's Hayes with it. She's going to try and go coast-to-coast. Gets into the lane. Little short jumper's up and no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Hayes able to knock it out of the hands of Stuckemeyer. And Hayes will put it up and good. That is her second bucket of the game. She's got four. And now CHBC has seen their lead cut down to 9, 35, 26. 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Here's Fingo with it. Fingo, able to get herself in the lane. Kicks it out to Coleman. Coleman, free throw line. Works all the way around to the right side of the lane. Tosses a shot up. No good. As she was falling away from that, and rebound going to be for the Hatchets. And here is Kendra Hayes with it. She will stop, put up the short 10-foot jumper. No good. Ruby Stuckemeyer rebound. Outlet to Coleman. Coleman slowly jogs it up and in across the timeline. Gets it left side for Fingo. Fingo, top of the key. Now finds Carly Smith all alone left wing for three. No good. A little short with that one. Rebound going to be rained down. And it's going to be Macy Robin and Ellie Wittenberg fighting for it. They're going to say it's off. They say it was off of Macy or to call the jump ball. So it looks like they're going to say it was off of Rodman, and Windsor Sue Strong will have the ball. Now substitutions as Shea Norn and Madison Dawson into the game, as well as Inez Saez for the Bobcats. Smith, Stuckemeyer, and Rodman are going to get a breather on the bench. Also getting such check-in. Looks like Avery Vaughn such check-in again for the Bobcats. Here's Dawson with the rebound. I'm sure that shot was up and no good by the Hatchets. Here's Fingo with it. She gets down left wing. Now between the circles for Coleman. Coleman looking to drive. Coleman trying to push one up. It's going to be blocked by Mathis, but Mathis got a lot of the arms there and is going to be called for the foul. So Mathis with the slap of the arms on Coleman picks up her third foul. That is the first Windsor Sue Strong foul this third quarter, and Coda Coleman is at the line for two free throws. First free throw from Coda up and good. Not sure when they're going to get Avery Vaughn in the game. She's been standing there for quite a while. Now they will stop play after this, and she's going to come in for the shooter, Coleman. Dakota Coleman will make both of her free throws, and that will extend the CHBC lead back up to 11-37-26, 2:54 remaining in this third quarter. So here is Kinkler between the circles. Gets it right wing for Kendra Hayes. Back to Kinkler, left wing for Samantha Hayes. Her shot is going to be long with it. There's Saez for the rebound. Outlet to Fingo. Fingo across timeline between the circles. Fingo waits for things to set up. She watches a flasher into the lane and then gets it out. Right wing for Dawson. Dawson, right corner for Saez for three. Rattles doesn't fall. Rebound with her two shots. That was Mathis. Her outlet pass goes to Samantha Hayes, who will bring across timeline herself. She gets all the way down in the lane, gets down left corner for Kinkler. Kinkler looking to drive, spins, travels. Another substitution for the Bobcats is here. Haley Doty into the game. She replaces Bea Fingo. So it is Inez Saez, Avery Vaughn, Shea Norn, Haley Doty, and Madison Dawson in the game for the Bobcats. Haley Doty, top of the key, left wing, Shea Norn. Shea will fake, gets herself into the lane, puts up the runner. It's going to dribble on the back rim and off the back iron. No good. Rebound's going to come down in the hands of Haley Doty. She is going to be wrapped up with it. And the jump ball will be called possession arrows in favor of Windsor Sue Strong. So just under 2 minutes to go now here in this third quarter. 37-26, the lead is 11-4, Cowden Heritage Teacher City. Windsor Sue Strong with the ball. Center circle, Ella Kinkler. Left side, Kendra Hayes. Get past to Kinkler on the right wing. Three is up, and no good off the back iron. Rebound is going to be written down by Madison Dawson. Gets in the hands of Haley Doty. Doty pikes through. Tries to get a pass up to Avery Vaughn. It's tipped by Kinkler, but Vaughn runs it down. Gets it to Doty for three. Good with it. I'll tell you what, this freshman, Haley Doty, saw her play on Saturday at the NCC versus CIC shootout. Very impressed with how she played. Came in and really just starting to get varsity minutes now with just this second half of the season. She's come in and she's played with no fear and really made, you know, of course, you're going to have those, you know, freshmen coming in. They get to varsity and going to take a little transition time, but Haley Doty playing really well. We're seeing her minutes uptick here on varsity since she was added. Got some minutes the other day on Monday, and now again playing very well here in this second half for the Bobcats defensively, and she's had a takeaway already and now a three. Now here's Saez with it for the Bobcats, looking to drive in, and she's going to draw the reach-in foul from Ellie Wittenberg. That is going to be her second personal. That is two team fouls on Windsor Stuchard. Minute two to go here in the third quarter. Here's Doty trying to get it into Vaughn. It's going to be tipped away as the Windsor Stuchard defender gets up into the passing lane, and they will push it up to Kinkler. Kinkler able to finish on the other end. She is now up to 10 points in the game, and the lead for CHVC cut back down to 12. Here's Sayed. Kicks it out to Doty. Doty for three up and good with it. Haley Doty, as I said, she is showing no fear as a freshman getting out here, starting to get varsity minutes for these Bobcats, and she has got 2 3-pointers. This one will put the Bobcats up now by 15, 43, 28. Now we're going to have a foul by CHVC on the other end, and it looks like they're going to nail Shade Noren for her third foul, second team foul of the quarter. And that puts Caitlin Von Behrens at the line for the Hatchets. Her free throw is up, and it is no good. So right now, Cavaliers Beecher City has got all five of their starters on the bench, and their bench players that are in now are extending the lead. They've extended out. It got down to 9, and these players have extended it out to 15, 43, 28 with 25 seconds to go. Now here is Sayas getting into the lane, and she was looking to spin away from the defender. She is going to be called for a double dribble, and that's turnover for the Bobcats, and Windsor Stuchard with the ball back, 24.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, the Bobcats leading by 15. Here is Kendra Hayes with it, gets it down into the lane to Von Behrens, pushes it out to Kinkler. Kinkler's three is well off the mark. That rebound going to be ran down by Kendra Vaughn. Gets passed up to Doty. Doty has a one-on-one with Kendra Hayes. Spins away from her, puts it up with the left hand. Kicks it, fouled. I'll tell you what, the more and more I watch Haley Doty play, the more and more I am getting impressed by this freshman here, as she now has 8 points, has a chance to make it 9. And she is at the free throw line, 4-1. And her free throw is up and rattles as a fall. A rebound tipped around. That's going to be tipped between Hayes and Mathis. And now Doty going to come in and tip it out of the hands of Mathis, but she can't corral it before it goes out of bounds as it just barely bounced on the end line. And holy moly, we are seeing a basketball player in the making from Haley Doty. And Windsor Stuchard trying to get the ball in. They get it into Kendra Hayes. She has no time to do anything with it, as that is going to be the buzzer for the third quarter. And Cavaliers Beecher City now with a lead by 17, 45, 28 at the end of the third. We'll take a break, come back with more basketball action from the girls' NTC tournament here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosicks.com. That's hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
So, 45-28, it is a 17-point lead for Cavaliers Beecher City over Windsor Stuchard as we get the fourth quarter underway here in this consolation semifinal. Starters back on the floor for the Bobcats after that nice job by the five bench players coming in and extending the lead out to 17 there at the end of the third quarter. Now we're going to have Fingo and Wittenberg. Windsor Stuchard are going to be tied up. Possession arrow is in favor of Windsor Stuchard. So the Bobcats, nothing doing in their first possession of the fourth quarter here. But again, they still hold a 17-point lead over the Hatchets with 7:42 remaining in this ballgame. So here is Wittenberg with it, pushes it into Hayes, gets it back out to Wittenberg. Her three-point attempt up to no good. Rebound for Coleman. Cross timeline, she'll bring it up herself, gets it to Fingo on the left side. Fingo between the circles. Now she works to the right side. Free throw line, Fingo with it. Tries to push a pass down to Ruby Suckmeyer on the block. Ruby had her man sealed off, but Fingo leading her just a little bit too far on that one, and it is going to be a turnover for the Bobcats. CHBC with, or excuse me, Winder-Schuster with the ball back. The CHBC does hold the 17-point lead, 45-28. 7:08 to go here in the ballgame. Now here is going to be Carly Smith. She will tip it away into the hands of Macy Robin. Robin looking to go coast-to-coast. She gets a one-on-one with Kendra Hayes, and it's fouled. Goes crashing into the stage, does Robin. But she is okay as she will get herself to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Hayes will be called for that foul. That is her second of the game. That is the first team foul on Winder-Schuster here in the fourth quarter. Clock stop is 7:01 to go in the game as Macy Robin at the line for her two free throws. First one is up, and it is no good. Substitution now as Morgan Mathis comes into the game and will replace Kendra Hayes. Second free throw upcoming from Rodman. It is up, hits on the back iron, and then drops through the net. It is good. And so Rodman will make one of two. As I said earlier, it seemed like Macy Rodman was going a little ginger on that left knee, but turns out it looks like it's the right hamstring that has actually been bothering her in this second half. So Macy Rodman fighting through a little bit of pain there, it looks like, in her right hamstring. Makes one of two free throws there. And on the other end, Wittenberg trying to get herself to the bucket. Her shot was up and no good, but she was fouled and goes to the line for two as Ruby Steckmeyer picks up her first foul of the game. First free throw upcoming from Wittenberg. It is up. It is good. So Wittenberg will make the first. They said that is just Steckmeyer's first of the game. That's just the first team foul on CHBC here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw upcoming from Wittenberg. Rattles, doesn't fall, so it's no good. Carly Smith with the rebound, and she looks to get the outlet pass out. She is going to be fouled. And that's going to be a foul on Morgan Mathis. I believe that is her fourth, and it is. That is two team fouls on Winder-Schuster. 46-29. The lead is 17 for Calhoun Beecher City over Winder-Schuster in this consolation semifinal game of the Girls National Trail Conference Tournament here at Beecher City High School. 6:45 to go in the game. CHBC with the ball between the circles. Rodman gets it right side for Fingo. Fingo with it now left wing for Smith. Smith gets it down now left wing for Rodman. Rodman trying to back her defender Hayes in. Now we'll pull it out a little bit. She's top of the key. Gets passed up in the lane, tries to float one up to Stegmeyer, but it is tapped out into the hands of Smith. Smith now Rodman top of the key. Rodman losing her balance a little bit. She's able to put a shot up. It's no good. Rebound for Winder-Schuster. That was Mathis. Outlet goes to Samantha Hayes. She pushes it up to Kinkler. Kinkler trying to drive along the baseline. Gets a pass out to Hayes. Shot fake. Pulls in two steps inside the arc on the left side. Puts a shot up. And that long jumper is good by Samantha Hayes. That is just her third bucket of the game. She has 6 points for Winder-Schuster. Calhoun Harris Beecher City still with the lead, though, by 15 here. 46-31, 5:55 to go in this ballgame. Coleman with it between the circles. Around a screen from Stuckmeyer. Gets herself to the rack. Puts it up in the air. Coda Coleman with 6 points. All six coming in the second quarter, or excuse me, the second half. And that will put the count here at Beecher City lead back up to 17, 48, 31. 5:35 to go here in the game. Wittenberg, top of the key, gets it right wing for Samantha Hayes. Now long skip pass left wing for Kinkler. Kinkler gets herself to the bucket. Can't finish. Gets her on rebound. Puts it back up. It's no good, but she is fouled. And Ella Kinkler will go back to line for two free throws. And so it looked like that was an all-ball block by Macy Rodman, but she will pick up her second foul, and that will be the second team foul on the Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. First free throw from Kinkler rattles and falls. Substitutions now for the Bobcats is Inez Saez and Haley Doty into the game. Macy Rodman and Bea Fingo. Excuse me, Macy Rodman and Coda Coleman will both take seats and get a breather on the bench. Second free throw upcoming from Kinkler. And it is up. It is good. So Ella Kinkler will make both free throws. That's going to cut the Beecher City lead, the Calhoun Harris Beecher City lead back down to 15, 48, 33, 5, 22 to go here in this fourth quarter. Here's Fingo with it across the timeline for the Bobcats. Works between the circles, gets it right wing for Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer with it, holds it above her head, now gets it top of the key for Smith. Smith spins, gets down to Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer, nice little power post move. Spins to her left, puts it up off the glass and good. 10 points now as Ruby Stuckmeyer in double-digit scoring. Makes it 50-33, the lead back to 17 for the Bobcats. Hayes now driving for the hatchet. Gets in the lane, floats him up. It's no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Carly Smith. Outlet goes to Doty. Doty across the timeline with it. Gets it. Right wing for Fingo. Fingo now, right corner for Stuckemeyer. Stuckemeyer to Smith, who gets it right back to Stuckemeyer, has it tipped away and has to get it in the hands of Smith. She'll work around to Doty. Doty finds a little room, gets in the lane, and a defender trying to strip it away on her way to the bucket. And Doty will try and flip it up and draw a shooting foul, but they will not call it. The refs just let that one go. But she is going to be tied up when she gets down to the floor. And possession error is in favor of CHBC, so the Bobcats able to reset here on the baseline. Carly Smith and Bea Fingo will now exit the game as Rodman comes back in, as does Shea Norris. Now here's going to be a takeaway for the Hatchets as Samantha Hayes is going to take that one away. Gets it up to Kinkler. Kinkler, the short left baseline, jumper is up and good. 14 points in the game now for Kinkler as she leads the Hatchets 50-35. Count here, Feature City lead down to 15 with 4:07 to go here in the game. Norris gets in the hands of Stuckemeyer. Stuckemeyer has had several open looks today, and we haven't seen her shoot. We know that she can make a long-range and a mid-range jumper, too, but she's not taking those open looks today. Instead, shot up and no good by Sayez, and the rebound is for Windsor Shoestrom. And that was Hayes, got it in the hands of Mathis on the left wing, and now we're going to have a foul called on the Bobcats, and that's going to be on Shea Norm. She just picked up her fourth. That is three team fouls now this quarter on the Bobcats. Mathis now getting it in for the Hatchets. She will get it in left wing to Kinkler. Kinkler trying to get a skip pass over to Mathis on the right. It's going to be taken away by Saya. She goes coast to coast, lays up and good. lead back to 17 for Count Herrick Feature City. Now on the other end, the answer by the Hatchets is no good as Wittenberg drives in, can't finish. Rebound for the Bobcats. Here is Sayez, and she'll just bring it up to the floor herself. Gets it. Right wing for Macy Robbins for three, a little strong off the back iron. Rebound is going to be tipped off of Mathis into the hands of Kinkler, and Windsor Shoestrom heads back to the west end of the floor. Kinkler will take it with dribble left wing, tries, well, thinks about the three, and instead keeps it and then tries to spin away from the defenders. No good, gets in the hands of Samantha Hayes. Her left corner jumper is up, and it is no good. And the rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of the Bobcats, so possession will stay with Windsor Shoestrom. Several substitutions now as Ella Kinkler and Morgan Mathis will head out of the game for the Hatchets, as will Samantha Hayes and Ellie Wittenberg. And essentially all players will head out now for the Hatchets. All of the starters that were on the floor head out of the game for Windsor Shoestrom. 3 minutes to go here in this ballgame. This is going to be Clarissa Johnson with it. Johnson with it on the right wing, guarded closely by Doty. Doty will tap it out of bounds. And Johnson tries to corral it but cannot, so it is going to be a turnover as it goes off her and out of bounds. So nice job, defensive job by Doty there on that one. Now CHBC giving a big round of applause to Macy Rodman and Ruby Stuckemeyer as they head out of the game. Lena Bolin, Avery Vaughn, Madison Dawson, Haley Doty, and Inez Sayez now the players on the floor for the Bobcats. Here is Doty with it, right elbow, gets it back to Dawson. Dawson for Vaughn on the right wing. Vaughn gets herself to the basket. Puts it up, it's no good as rolls across the back of the rim, but she is fouled, and Avery Vaughn to the line for two free throws. And that foul is going to be on number 24, Leah Casey, for Windsor Shoestrom's third team foul in the Hatchets. So here's Avery Vaughn at the line for two for CHBC. First free throw is up, and it is good. 53-35, the lead extended to 18 for CHBC. Second free throw on the way from Vaughn. It is up. It is good, so she will make both. 54-35 to lead 19 now for CHBC. And I just noticed no Kendall Vaughn tonight on the bench. So she must be sick. Hoping things are all well with her, as we would have seen her into this game quite a bit, too, for the Bobcats. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul on the Bobcats on the other end. As Casey going to get to the line for Windsor Shoestrom. As Lena Bolin will pick up her first foul. For the Bobcat. Substitution now as Inez Sayez will come out of the game. And Adeline Musson will come in. Second free throw is up and good by Casey. 54-36. The lead is 18 for CHBC over Windsor Soustrot. Doty with it. She'll get it down left corner for Vaughn. Vaughn back to Doty. Doty drives in the lane, floats one up, and rolls across the rim. No good, but Madison Dawson, with one hand, tipped it to herself, corralled it, got it in the hands of Musson. They work it around to Doty. Now for Avery Vaughn. Vaughn with it. Hands it back to Doty. Doty will have it tipped away by Haley Downs of Windsor Soustrot, but corralling it is going to be Musson. Musson gets it to Doty. Doty now for Vaughn. Vaughn, soft, takes the 13-foot jumper. No good, but there is Dawson for the rebound. Gets in the lane, puts it back up. No good, tries to grab the rebound, but they're going to say that she committed the foul. Madison Dawson will pick up her first foul of the game. That is five team fouls now on CHBC. So that is going to put Claire Holland at the line for Windsor Soustrot. First free throw is upcoming now by Claire Holland. It is up. It is no good. Minute 38 left to go here in this ball game. Cadherrick Beecher City leading by 18, 54-36. Second free throw is up and good. So Claire Holland will make one of two. And that'll cut the CHBC lead down to 17 with a minute 35 remaining in the game. Here's Doty with it for the Bobcats. Top of the key, kicks it left side for Bolin. Bolin, now for Vaughn. She's down left corner, gets her way all the way top of the key, hands it off to Musson. Musson, now for Dawson. Dawson to Doty. Doty, free throw line, then gets in the lane. Dipsy-doo, up and under, hits. Haley Doty now with double-digit scoring for the Bobcats as she has got 10. And that pushes the CHBC lead back up to 19, 56-37. Now here is baseline jumper up and good by Cameron Carey for Windsor Soustrot. And that will cut the CHBC lead back down to 17, 56-39. We have got 56 seconds left to play here in this one. And now we have a whistle and a foul on Carey of Windsor Soustrot. That is her first fourth team foul for the Hatchets. Substitution now as Windsor Soustrot will get their final player. I believe their final player that hasn't seen action yet into this game. 53 seconds to go. Doty with it for the Bobcats. Gets it down the corner to Musson. Musson trying to find Avery in the lane. A little off the mark with that pass, but there's Bolin to pick it up. Gets it in the hands of Doty. Doty works on the right wing, and she will get herself in the lane. Shot was up, no good, but there's Madison Dawson for the rebound. Puts it back up and hit. First bucket of the game for Dawson. That extends the Cadherrick Beecher City lead back up to 19, 58-39. We've got 30 seconds to go here in this game. That is Downs with it for the Hatchets. She looks to drive in. Instead, she's going to kick it out to Carey on the base or on the wing. She drives baseline, tries to get a pass in then to Holland, but it's going to be taken away by the Bobcats. They get it to Doty. Doty spins, puts the shot up off the glass, no good. There's Dawson again for the rebound. Puts it back up and hit. Nice job last two possessions on Madison Dawson, just cleaning up the junk, able to get those put back baskets. And the lead is 21 for the Bobcats, and with 1.3 seconds to go, Holland will put up the three-pointer. It's up and no good, and that is going to be the end of this ballgame. 60-39. Cadherrick here at Beecher City with a 21-point win over Windsor Soustrot, so that is going to put Cadherrick here at Beecher City into the fifth-place game on Saturday against Neoga at 4 o'clock. Windsor Soustrot will fall into the seventh-place game on Saturday at 2:30 against South Central. So 60-39, the win for Cadherrick Beecher City over Windsor Soustrot here in this one. We'll take a break, come back, and we will have your final scoring statistics for you and wrap this one up for you here from the Girls National Trail Conference Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
Dish Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DishTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Dish Truck Repair in Alma.
Build a bank. Don't break it. Ask your local Pekin insurance agent about auto discounts for low mileage, good student, mature drivers, and more. We also offer home insurance discounts for mature homeowners, new homes, new roofs, and auto home multi-policy. Visit www.pekininsurance.com to see how you can start saving now with our discounts. In Vandalia and St. Elmo, contact McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance at 618-283-4200 and we'll go beyond the expected for you.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Stop by soon. The main showroom is complete. We have a lot full of vehicles spread all over the new concrete. Our lot has new lights, so come by at any time and check out all the inventory. We have some very cool vehicles, from fast sports cars to convertibles, and my favorite, some awesome trucks. Thanks for all your support. The new Northside facility is fantastic and is backed by some incredible people to help with both sales and service. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon.
Hi, this is Sydney with the F&B Community Bank. Now is the perfect time to fulfill your dreams of purchasing a new home. Our loan team is here to help. Perhaps you'll qualify for a USDA rural development loan that requires little to no money down. Thinking about building your dream home? We can help with that too. Stop by or call us at 618-283-1141 for any questions. Let's work together to make your home dreams come true. Sydney Shaw, NMLS number 2555247. The F&B Community Bank, NMLS number 419493. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your hometown Vandalia McDonald's is a part of the community and salutes the high school student athletes in our town. Whether it's for a drink run for the office during the day, starting your day off with breakfast, or grabbing dinner on your way home, make your hometown Vandalia McDonald's a part of your day. That's your Vandalia McDonald's, a proud supporter of our student athletes. That's McDonald's on Veterans Avenue in Vandalia.
Get your dreams on track at Kaskaskia College. With our hands-on active learning, plus real-world knowledge and application, we pride ourselves on being that first step towards so many futures. At Kaskaskia College, your future starts today. We'll be there to help you learn new skills, new ideas, earn a certificate or degree, and celebrate your accomplishments. Why not take that first step? Call 618-545-3000 and get started on your future.
60-39, it is a 21-point win for Cowden-Herrick Beecher City over Windsor Sioux Straws here in this one. So Cowden-Herrick Beecher City will advance on to the fifth-place game at 4 o'clock on Saturday, where they will face Neoga. Windsor Sioux Straws will fall into the seventh-place game against South Central at 2:30 on Saturday. Taking a look at our scoring statistics here in this one, first off, for Windsor Sioux Straws, they were led in scoring by Ella Kinkler. She finished with 14 points. Both Ellie Wittenberg and Samantha Hayes had 6 points apiece, 5 points for Kendra Hayes. And then it was Cameron Carey, Caitlin Von Behrens, and Morgan Mathis with 2 points apiece. Both Leah Casey and Claire Holland finishing with 1 point apiece for Windsor Sioux Straws. On the other side, forward, the CHBC Bobcats, Macy Rodman with 19 points. Both Ruby Stuckemeyer and Haley Doty finishing with 10 points apiece. Coda Coleman had 6 points, 5 points for Bea Fingo, 4 for Madison Dawson, 2 points each for Avery Vaughn, Inez Sayas, and Carly Smith. As again, Cowden-Herrick Beecher City with a 60-39 win over Windsor Sioux Straws here in this one. So Cowden-Herrick Beecher City advances to the fifth place game, where they will take on Neoga at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. South Central and Windsor-Schuylkill will be in the seventh place game at 2:30 on Saturday. Of course, we will be back here tomorrow night for more basketball action. We will have the broadcast of both championship semifinal games coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll have the Altamont Lady Indians taking on the Moving Maroons of Dietrich. And following that game at 7:30, it will be the Brownstown St. Elmo Lady Bombers taking on the St. Anthony Lady Bulldogs. But here in this one tonight, our first game, we heard South Central fall to Neoga 69-39, and in this one, it was a 60-39 win for Cowden Herrick Beecher City over Windsor-Schuylkill. For Sophia McNeely back in the studio, I am Erica Fultz saying good night from the Girls National Trail Conference Basketball Tournament here on WKRV.
Girls High School Basketball on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandeliaRadio.com and on the Vandelia Radio app, is brought to you by Hosick Motors in Vandelia, F&B Community Bank of Vandelia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandelia, Bluff Equipment, LCB, CPAs, and Advisors, Midland States Bank in Vandelia, and Farina. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, South Central FS, McDonald's of Vandalia, Kaskaskia College, Riedel Law Office, Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannan, People's State Bank, Denny's, Sloan Implements, Dish Trucking, Fulton File Funeral Home, Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction, Jordan Mahan Country Financial Agent, First National Bank of Brownstown, Big River Motorsports, Country Financial Agents Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, Bank of Hillsborough, Northside Ford in Effingham, United Fidelity Bank, Vandelia Mayor Rick Gottman in the City of Vandelia, Mary Ann's Restaurant, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Timmerman & Company, Miller Funeral Homes, Mars Plumbing and Heating Incorporated, Dynamic Dental Group, the Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandelia, First State Bank of Beecher City, and Lock Flooring Innovations.
The rockin' best music from the old capital city. Classic.